Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pontius Pilate was not known for his ethical behavior. Pilate oversaw keeping order in this unruly province of Judea and Samaria, and he wasn't afraid to use force to do so. The Bible tells us that during Jesus' ministry, Pilate had some Galileans killed, even while they were offering sacrifices at the temple. And from history, we learn that Pilate was recalled to Rome when he had many Samaritans massacred at the foot of Mount Gerizim in AD 37. Yet, even this character of history called Pontius Pilate recognized that Jesus was innocent. But he did not have the moral strength to make the right decision. You know, it might cost him some political points. As the judge, he could have found Jesus innocent and ordered his release. As the Roman commander, he could have enforced that decision and dispersed the crowd with a cohort of Roman soldiers. But that might have worsened the relationship with the Jewish council and people and bring him headaches and rebellion later. How could he let Jesus go and keep the people happy? Well, maybe he thought he had the perfect plan when the people asked him to release a prisoner according to what was customary at the Passover festival. He gave the people a choice that he thought would be a no-brainer. Should he release the rebel Barabbas, who was a public menace for rebellion and for murder? Or should he release Jesus, whom many of the Jews at one time considered to be their king? I bet Pilate was probably feeling pretty good right now. The crowd would ask for Jesus, and he would have it made. The people would be happy, and the chief priests would not be able to blame him. He had simply done what the people asked. Pilate must have been surprised and astonished when the crowd asked for Barabbas instead of Jesus. Yet, although Pilate's plan did not work out as he wanted it to, we see Pilate unknowingly illustrating a great biblical truth for us. The truth about substitution. Barabbas was released, and Jesus was substituted in his place. On this Palm Sunday, we begin our walk with Jesus in his passion. We walk with our substitute. We see that the rebel is released instead, and that the Christ is crucified for all. Why? He was innocent. He was the substitute. Let's first focus on the rebel who was released instead of Jesus. On that first Good Friday, Barabbas was the rebel released instead of Jesus. He certainly deserved death. He not only had rebelled against the state, in that rebellion he had committed murder. Either crime is justly punishable by death. But Barabbas, the rebel, goes free. Jesus takes his place. Barabbas was not the only rebel released because of the events on that Good Friday. You and I stood there as well. Like Barabbas, we are rebels. We were not simply rebels against the government. We were rebels against God. Against our Creator. Romans 7 tells us, from the moment we began life, we were hostile against God. We fought against His will. We forged our own chains of death and darkness. That is what rebellion earned us. And still today, we engage in rebellious activity. Even though God's free grace has adopted us by giving us His Holy Spirit through baptism and His Word, even though we are God's children through faith in Jesus, we still commit rebellion against God. That is what sin is, rebellion against God. So often we fail to see what sin really is. Oh, we like to downplay it. Sin, we like to downplay sin or excuse it with thoughts like, well, everybody's doing it. No one got hurt. Or, that's just the way I am. I can't help it. But any sin, no matter how small or how hidden, any sin is rebellion against God. Do you think about that when you sin? For example, Barabbas was guilty of murder, and so are you and I. The Bible says anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Think of those times when unjust anger, hatred, revenge darkened your heart. Sin is serious. It is rebellion. Remember how that passage continues? And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Sin is serious. It brings death and hell. But we rebel not only by doing or thinking evil. Oh no, we rebel by failing to do good. The Bible says in 1 John 3:14, anyone who does not love remains in death. Failing to selflessly love others is rebellion against God. All those self-centered thoughts that turned us away from showing kindness to others. All those missed opportunities to help others because we were absorbed in our own pleasures or our own problems. All those missed opportunities to express or demonstrate love and support to a brother or sister in Christ. All of them are in rebellion against God. You and I are as guilty as rebels and murderers. We are as worthy of death and hell as Barabbas. But you and I, the rebels, are free. Jesus took our place. Second, Jesus the Christ is crucified for all. As the crowds ask for Barabbas, Pilate does not know what to do now that his plan has failed. What should I do with Jesus? He asks. Crucify him, the crowd yells and shouts. Pilate gives in to their demand. But why was Jesus crucified? Was it because of an unjust judge and a bloodthirsty people? No. At any time, Jesus had the power to end the charade. But Jesus chooses to let it all continue. His desire to save his rebellious enemies, like you and me, led him to be the willing substitute for all. And for all includes each of you. Each of you. I could go to each person here. Jesus is your substitute. What did Jesus have to suffer to be your substitute? As Jesus looked into the future, what did he see and know what was coming? He suffered the Roman whips, ripping bloody stripes into his back. He suffered a wreath of thorns, 1.5 to 3 inches long, piercing into his head. If you follow the Shroud of Turin, did you know there's 33 puncture holes in his head? He suffered the nails puncturing his hands and feet. He suffered the torment of hanging on the cross. He, the Son of the living God, suffered the shame and ridicule of public disgrace and mocking. And yet, this was not the worst of it. His worst suffering was far beyond this physical and emotional pain. For as the substitute for all, he carried the guilt and sin of all. As we are told in John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." He who knew no sin carried your guilt and sin. He who knew no sin carried my guilt and sin. God the Father punished him in our place. God the Father unleashed his anger in hell against Jesus instead of us. God the Father, who had been in perfect harmony since before the creation of time, turned his love away from Jesus and forsook his Son to punish our sins. Jesus is our substitute, for Jesus was crucified for all. How vividly Isaiah captures this image in chapter 53 of Isaiah. "Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Christ was crucified for all. He was crucified for you and me. When you see a picture of Jesus on the cross, you can picture your face in place of Jesus. Our sin, our guilt, our hell, our death. That is what we see on the cross. Those thorns and nails and scorn, that God-forsaken, the God-forsakenness ought to be ours. And that strikes our hearts with great sadness. But listen carefully, brothers and sisters. When you look at the cross, whose face is there? Not yours, not mine. We see the face of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is your substitute, for he was crucified for all. See Jesus' face, for he truly suffered everything in our place as our substitute. Rejoice, because Jesus is your substitute, for all your sins are now paid in full. You have complete and free forgiveness, because Jesus is your substitute. Through faith in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Through faith in Jesus, you have eternal life. One of our hymns, "O Come My Soul," brings home this point. It reminds us that all Jesus suffered really is ours, earned by our sins. It reminds us that Jesus bears it all as our substitute. because of Jesus, eternal life and heaven are ours. Listen to the choir. Listen closely as they sing, as we bring our meditation to a close. Listen to the words of this song, O Come, My Soul.